This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will no longer shut down the coronavirus task force in about a month. He and Vice President Mike Pence had said Tuesday the task force would wind down within a month to shift the national response to federal agencies. Wednesday, the president tweeted the task force will remain indefinitely and eventually shift its focus to safety, a vaccine, and reopening the country. The novel coronavirus outbreak has halted economies all over the world. People are staying home in order to prevent the spread of the virus. European leaders have generally waited for the number of infections in their countries to decline before relaxing tough lockdowns. In some countries and regions, people are being allowed to return to work in certain sectors, and more shops and restaurants are being allowed to operate. However, governments are still mandating people wear face masks and maintain social distancing amid concern that easing restrictions will bring a second wave of infections. In Germany, a document seen by Reuters shows some shops and sports can restart soon. The federal government and 16 states have made that agreement. Schools will gradually open for students, and states can make the decision on restaurants, hotels, and gyms. The document, drafted Tuesday by the federal chancellery chief, was to be discussed Wednesday with Chancellor Angela Merkel in a phone conference. European markets were mixed in early morning trading Wednesday, and Asian markets closed mostly higher. Wall Street's main indexes also rose on the hopes of a pickup in business activity as states look to open back up. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump declared it is time to reopen the U.S. economy, even if it means more people will fall victim to the coronavirus. Public health officials are cautioning that premature openings of businesses and relaxing social distancing measures could cause a spike in infections, even in communities that have so far remained relatively clear. Approximately 1.2 million people in the United States are confirmed to have been infected by the coronavirus, with more than 70,000 reported deaths, the most of any country. China said Wednesday tariffs should not be used as a weapon. This after President Trump threatened to impose more of them in retaliation for how China handled the coronavirus outbreak. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said Wednesday tariffs hurt all parties involved. President Trump saying Friday that raising tariffs on China was certainly an option as he considers ways to respond after the virus originated in China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the government will use every tool available to secure the return of Americans if they are being held in Venezuela. Venezuela officials have said they captured two U.S. mercenaries in a failed armed incursion. Pompeo stopped short of confirming the Americans' detention, but called it a consular matter. A U.S. government scientist says he was ousted from his job after raising concerns about the Trump administration's COVID-19 response. The complaint filed Tuesday within the Office of Special Counsel says the scientist was concerned the administration wanted to flood coronavirus hotspots with a malaria drug, despite little scientific evidence it helped. The Somali government promises a thorough investigation after a Kenyan supply plane crashed Monday, killing six people. There are suspicions the plane was shot down. The Kenyan Civil Aviation Authority reported Tuesday the twin-engine plane operated by African Express was carrying medical supplies to treat the coronavirus when it crashed Monday afternoon on approach to the western city of Bardale. Two officials told VOA Somali that the plane was hit by an object. One of those officials said that object was a missile. Soccer players in Spain have returned to their team's training camps for the first time since the country's coronavirus lockdown. Players for Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, and other clubs are preparing for training. All are expected to be tested for COVID-19. Most clubs expect to start practicing by the end of the week. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.